It's helped us four. Now, there's an initiative called the Young Business Achiever Awards, and looking at the unemployment rate and the poverty rate in South Africa at the moment, the Young Business Achiever Awards aims to deal with a lot of this by promoting entrepreneurship. To tell us more, we have the spokesperson for the Young Business Achiever Awards, Shakir Ar-Rahman, who joins us on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Walaikum salam, brother Tufail. Thank you so much for having myself in the Young Business Achiever Awards on your show.
JazakAllah khair for availing your time and giving us some more insight into this. So how did the idea of the awards come about?
So, brother Tufail, Roche Gold Investment Holdings is the founding organization of the awards. And although our primary business is proven growth in Sharia-compliant investments for over 35 years this year, we do invest in many community upliftment projects. The Young Business Achiever Awards being one of them. And we're growing with a national reach in our third year running this year. The idea was the brainchild of the founding member of Roche Gold, Mr. Harun Pochi, who was a previous chairman and who is the current CEO of Roche Gold. He has decades of experience of assisting young entrepreneurs in the endeavor. So I guess it was a no-brainer for him to initiate and promote this venture through the Roche Gold Group. And we're, you know, we live in an economy with precarious conditions to fail.
Yes.
The household budgets are really squeezed and intensified. Unemployment rates are reaching alarming statistics. And Roche Gold comes in here where we want to be part of the solution to the unemployment and poverty South Africa is facing. And we do this through the help of our generous sponsors, including Al Baraka South Africa and Of Course South Africa and a whole host of other sponsors where we recognize, reward, and promote the young business leaders in South Africa.
Now, it has been going on for quite a while, I think, since 2017. What is the impact of the awards in terms of the community?
Yes, it is from 2017. And there are so many positives that come from these awards. So many lives are touched. But I think of the most important is job creation in our various communities. So when I say we empower entrepreneurs, we don't only empower the individual entrepreneur, but it has a so-called spill-on effect, brother Tufail, on their current employees in their jobs being sustainable for the long term. When their businesses grow, we promote new jobs being created. It's also beneficial to the communities they serve directly. So like I said, many lives are touched. And just looking through our past winners, in 2017, we had the Chili Chocolate Chefs from Durban. If you look at them, they've grown exponentially. They handle multiple events. And they're such a success story. We always love to promote and we're so proud of as our first winners. Last year in 2018, a husband and wife couple from Durban, being Yusuf Umar and Sumaya Umar from Hashtag Our Stories, they have gone global now. And in just from the time from 2018 to 2019, they've employed 8 South Africans in total. Somewhere closer to home is Mohammed Tahir Khan from Johannesburg. He's from his company is called Zero Point Energy, and it's probably one of the greener participants of our lot last year. He was the first runner-up in 2018, and he is doing phenomenally. He's going to be our guest speaker in Lanesia, and I know a lot of your listeners are from Lanesia, brother Tufail. We are doing a regional launch. We're ending the third and final regional launch. We've just been in Cape Town last week. We've been in Durban the previous week, and next week, Monday, the 21st of October, we're going to be at Fagel Cafe at Jadewood Mall, and you have the opportunity to meet people like Mohammed Tahir Khan, who has been impacted with the awards. And that's also another example of how the awards comes to the communities. We actually visit the business hubs and we meet our entrepreneurs, because as you know, every entrepreneurial venture is different. And the competition is not an impersonal one where you just submit your details and that's it. No, we come to the business hubs, meet entrepreneurs, and see how we can really empower them and catapult them into a new dimension, inshallah, in their businesses.
Inshallah, I mean. Now, Roche Gold has decided to term this the Young Business Achiever Award. Any particular reason of focusing on young business achievers only?
Yes, if you see, Roche Gold is focusing specifically on young businesses as they find it very difficult to grow. They have limited support and experience and resources. And we really want to stimulate and really, you know, improve their personal and business development and growth of these young entrepreneurs. The ultimate success would be to facilitate much-needed job creation in South Africa.
What are some of the criteria for nominations, Sister Shakira?
I'm so glad you asked, brother, to fill, because there are three main criteria, and it's very simple. You need to be between the ages of 18 to 37 years old, you need to reside in South Africa, and you need to own your own business. There are full criteria and terms and conditions on our website. I'd advise your listeners to please visit the www.ybaa.co.za. That's our website, or at YBA Award on Instagram. But if you fit those three main criteria, I highly suggest you enter and take advantage of this opportunity. It's an excellent, excellent opportunity. And also on that note, I want to add, besides the terms and conditions you'll find on our website, there is a very large database and an excellent resource of case studies and learning material at your fingertips. So please do visit our website.
Sister Shakira, final question before we let you go. Some of the benefits for the nominee. Some people may be a bit skeptical, thinking that perhaps they are not in that good stead yet, or they've just about started up. What can they look forward to by becoming a nominee or applying for the YBA or the Young Business Achiever Awards?
That's such an important point you mentioned, because I think whether you're just starting your business or whether you established, this competition caters for both, and there are very many prizes you can benefit from, including even if you just enter, before I get into the big prizes, just by entering, brother, to fail, we promote all confirmed participants on our business directory, on our website. It really opens up a huge network to anyone, who needs to get out there. And many of our participants who haven't necessarily come out in the top 25 or top 5, they have phoned us and told us, this was the fund I needed in the right direction, just to secure an order, or just to get my business, in the right direction in terms of awareness. So that's one thing, that all participants are winners. They all get promoted in some way or the other, and they're featured on our website. The big prizes now. We have prizes in excess of 500,000 rand, of which 100,000 rand are cash prizes. There are lots of upgrades to technology, which I think entrepreneurs appreciate, including an Apple Watch, Apple iPads. We have the latest state-of-the-art i7 laptop worth 20,000 rand. Mentoring and coaching is really big. It's an invaluable prize and resource. So our finalists get that as well. And lastly, this year, my personal favorite prize is a trip to Turkey sponsored by Broadway Suites for the winner. So that's a really sweet deal to reward you for all your toil and effort in the tumultuous journey that is entrepreneurship.
I think after hearing that, I've got to write myself up a business model so I can participate too. Jazakallah khair, Sister Shakira, for availing your time and chatting to us about this. We hope that all of those that are involved will bear the fruits of this initiative, inshallah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you and the team for holding initiatives like this to promote business and entrepreneurs out there who are trying to get up on their feet.
Ameen, and thank you so much, brother, to Phil, for hosting us today and affording your listeners the opportunity to hear about the competition. On an ending note, I just want to say, all the Lanesian businesses, I know it's a very big hub of businesses, 18 to 37-year-old entrepreneurs, you must register to attend the Monday event on the 21st of October at Sagewood Mall. Visit us on our website, www.ybaa.co.za, to register for the event. Thank you so much, brother, to Fail and to Radio Islam for the opportunity.
JazakAllah khair once again for availing your time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.